Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 3rd. Frustration over the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policies have led to actions across the nation and in Colorado targeting immigration and customs enforcement offices. Eric Galatis has the story.
Coloradans are joining protests in California, Florida, Kentucky, Michigan, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Texas against actions taken by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Nearly a dozen tents have been set up outside ICE's Denver field office in Centennial, and demonstrators say they plan to be there for at least a week. Organizer Jeanette Vizguerra says the group has three demands.
The first demand is the urgent reunification of the children who've been separated from their families at the border. The 26th of July was the deadline to reunify families, and the government did not comply.
The group also wants ICE to stop targeting families already living in the U.S. who have not committed crimes and are calling for just and humane treatment of people being held in detention centers. Supporters of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policies say people who want to enter the U.S. should do so legally. Vizguerra, a Colorado resident and mother of four, spent nearly 3 months in sanctuary in Denver churches last year and won a stay of deportation. She says the encampment is meant for families that have not been so lucky.
We are not illegals. We are undocumented immigrants who cross the border, and it's just an administrative oversight, not a crime.
Misi Delfs drove down from Fort Collins to support the effort. She volunteers with the group Food Not Bombs and is preparing meals for the encampment. She admits she only recently became aware of the situation facing immigrants in the U.S.
People are being separated from their families and treated inhumanely, and that's been going on for a long time now. We have to come together as a community and put our foots down.
Encampments at ICE offices have been shut down by authorities in Portland, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And in a follow-up to that story, the Denver Post reported that protesters at the ICE facility in Centennial were arrested yesterday after SWAT team members removed them from a blockade. Arapahoe County sheriffs responded to the scene at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office. Several protesters locked arms and formed a human blockade, blocking access to a parking lot at the building. They were removed and taken into custody. Other protesters chanted and tried to slow down the SWAT team as it slowly and methodically dismantled the human blockade. The group protesting U.S. immigration policies has been at the site since Sunday. Members have pitched tents, sat in chairs, and cooked meals there. And finally, here on Friday, this comment. It is the opinion solely of myself, Eric Gould, and does not reflect the beliefs or opinions of KVNF, its board, its members, or its DJs. And a disclaimer. I was an elected trustee of the town of Paonia from 2012 until 2016. The Paonia Town Council held a special meeting on Monday night to decide the Adija Community Kitchen matter. In brief, Adija works out of a building at 3rd and Clark, one of the warehouses formerly owned by one of the Koch brothers, in which a handful of local food service businesses now operate. The businesses operated for several months here in Paonia before town officials realized that the building is zoned I-1, or light industrial. Food service businesses operating under such zoning must apply for rezoning, a variance, or a special permit from the town council to continue doing business. The council did not want to rezone it or issue a variance, so the Adija operators applied for permits under I-1 zoning to allow for special uses, specifically manufacturing, schools, restaurants, wholesale and retail food outlets. Over the course of a planning committee meeting, a public hearing, a regular town council meeting, and a special town council meeting, the special permits were eventually issued with a number of conditions. As stated in the Delta County Independent, these conditions applied to everything from signage, lighting, noise, odors, alcohol consumption, hours and days of operation, parking, smoking, loitering, dust control, liability insurance, emergency access, compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, enforcement of local laws, and enforcement of the conditions of approval. Practically speaking, this litany of conditions is unenforceable. As one of the trustees said repeatedly on Monday night, it just seems like the board was creating a problem in order to make a solution. As with all of the Paonia Town Council meetings, Monday night's special session veered into mind-boggling moments of existential absurdity. For example, the primary complaint from neighbors of Adija has to do with excess traffic and parking issues on Clark Avenue and 3rd Street. The council on Monday night decided to decide on those issues at a later date. There was the moment when one of the trustees made a motion to make one of the conditions be that Adija provide a storm water drainage plan, which, the trustee pointed out, they must do by state law. That motion died for lack of a second. The council did, however, make a condition that Adija provide a letter proving that the volunteer fire department signs off on items like maximum capacity, access for fire vehicles in case of emergency, and compliance with fire code. This despite the fact that the town of Paonia has no fire inspector, and therefore has no one in authority who could write such a letter. In the end, all permits were approved. Life and business at Adija will go on virtually unchanged since the whole permit process went into motion. There will be some permanent fallout, as at least two citizens at the public hearing stated they will move out of the neighborhood if the permits were approved. And that is disappointing, to say the least. The occasionally contentious debate about growth and change in Paonia will continue. There are no easy answers, and Monday night I was once again reminded how grateful I am that I did not get re-elected as trustee. And, despite claims in the public meeting by the town administrator and the town attorney, the Adija ruling will continue to establish the precedent that in the town of Paonia, you don't need to ask for permission to do anything. You only need to ask for forgiveness. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, August 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.